Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 24th and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Gemini, and for you that means there's a lot of things that need dealing with. But intimate things, it could be paperwork, documents, it could be all kinds of things linked to money, whether it's a dependency issue, or maybe power of attorney, or, do you get my drift? It's all about those things that are very important and need dealing with, but quietly and secretly and discreetly. Here's your Sunday stars. Venus squares Mars today. Not one of the best aspects if you want to get things done and you want cooperation from others, because for some unknown reason other people might see you as a threat to them, or you just don't want to give in to someone because you just are too proud about a situation. This is not going to work, because with Venus square Mars, the only way through is diplomacy, is to be honest but also fair. And that's when justice will prevail. Here's your Monday stars. I really like the moon in Cancer for you, because you're both water signs. And as a Scorpio, you know what this is good for? It's good for thinking about going somewhere at some time this year, preferably before December. It could be a bit of a journey of a lifetime or a journey you've promised yourself. But travel here to wherever you like in the world is going to be an important decision you need to make. Here's your Tuesday stars. Lovely Venus and Pluto stuff going on here. It's very passionate and gives a passionate drive through all the things that you do. And for a Scorpio, this is very lusty. The sort of thing this aspect is good for is if you like somebody, then you basically let them know in a coded way. Or somebody does this to you. Or you just make your presence felt by being sparkling, sexy, and just yourself. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, I'm not so sure about Mercury squaring Mars today, because it's a little bit like you had earlier in the week, where you only want to hear your own voice and only your voice counts. It can be arrogance, it can be conceit, and it can mean, it's that kind of thing where kids in the playground go, you know, my dad is better than yours, and my dad can do this better than you. Anything you can do, I can do better is the song, but that's not going to find your way through a difficult situation, now is it? Here's your Thursday stars. You put Mercury and Pluto and Venus and Jupiter together and you have a humdinger of a day. The potential for your stars now are just wonderful. It's one of those days which rarely comes along where I want to say to you, whatever you want to do, now's the time to do it. But you see, a lot of it comes through your personality. You're jovial, you're jocular, you're hale and hearty, and people just absolutely adore you today. Use that power. And here's your Friday stars. Another very empowering day for you, especially when it comes to your mind and ideas. Couple this with a full moon in Virgo, and this is great for looking to the future. But look at your aims and wishes in life, those aspirations and hopes that you treasure. Because over the next couple of weeks, you need to get rid of those that aren't going to work and just hang on to one or maybe two that you can really prove useful and get behind and focus on for the future.